A member of the United Soybean Board's Executive Committee, Iowa farmer Rob Ewald, is worried farmers may have to grow an almost perfect bumper crop this year to overcome low prices and high input costs. Ewald says it's going to also take more demand for soybeans.
When we look at that North Africa market, we look at some opportunities happening in Europe right now. As we look at China, China's kind of flattened out, and China obviously shows a preference towards Brazil. We have some real advantages going over to Europe and North Africa, and especially with how well our beans, the quality and the storage, and how long they can keep those beans there. So that's one of the big things that we push for, and we also can look into kind of Central Africa too, in some of those countries where the population's really starting to grow. I think there's some great opportunities there. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately, but I think we got a great start over there, and who knows what it looks like in 5 years down the road in those developing markets.
This report is a service of the Louisiana Soybean Grain Research and Promotion Board.